A Colorado judge issued a preliminary injunction against landlords in Aurora accused of threatening their tenants who are Venezuelan migrants. According to a lawsuit filed by the ACLU on behalf of the Venezuelan family, the defendant's landlords, Avi Schwalb and Nancy Dominguez, told the family they would report them to immigration services after they began experiencing financial hardship and fell behind on rent. The family has a pending application for asylum. The ACLU's complaint states the family owed $4,200 from missed rental payments between November 1st, 2024 and January 31st, 2025. The ACLU alleges Schwalb and Dominguez used racial slurs against the Venezuelan family and told them on or around January 15th that they had 10 days to pay or get out. When Schwalb went back to their residence on January 24th, the ACLU's complaint says he told the family they had 1 to 2 hours to leave or that immigration would show up to the apartment and they would be out. The ACLU claims the landlords changed the locks to the door and told the family to sleep in the cold. In the complaint, the ACLU cited Colorado's Immigrant Tenant Protection Act, which forbids, quote, landlords from threatening, harassing, and retaliating against tenants on the basis of their actual or perceived immigration or citizenship status. On Tuesday, Arapahoe County District Court Judge Thomas Henderson issued a preliminary injunction against the landlords, meaning they must stop their alleged harassment and threats towards the Venezuelan family. The ACLU of Colorado released a statement saying, "This is welcome news for our clients. No family deserves to be harassed and threatened because of their immigration status. This case will not only impact their lives, but every tenant and every immigrant in the state will keep fighting for all of them." A trial date has not been set. Schwalb declined an interview from local Denver media.